Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading begins in verse 13 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. All Judah was standing before the Lord. Then, in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, and he said, "Listen, all you of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. You need not fight in this battle. Take your position, stand, and watch the salvation of the Lord in your behalf, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out to face them, for the Lord is with you." Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. The Levites, from the sons of the Kohathites and from the sons of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. They rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will endure. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed." When he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire, as they went out before the army and said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his faithfulness is everlasting." When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were struck down. For the sons of Ammon and Moab rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, completely destroying them. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they turned toward the multitude, and behold, they were corpses lying on the ground, and there was no survivor. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoils, they found much among them, more than they could carry. And they were taking the spoils for 3 days because there was so much. Then, on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, for they blessed the Lord there. Therefore, they have named that place the Valley of Baraka until today. Every man of Judah and Jerusalem returned, with Jehoshaphat at their head, returning to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had helped them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with harps, lyres, and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the dread of God was on all the kingdoms of the lands, when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God gave him rest on all sides.
In yesterday's devotion, we examined how King Jehoshaphat prayed. Today we'll take a look at the people he prayed with. Trouble loomed. Judah's army paled in comparison to the forces united against them. Jehoshaphat, recognizing his limitations, knew it was essential to call on God for help. So he reached out to his nation, and prayer support came from all across the land. Sometimes, those of us who are believers are too proud to ask others to pray with us. When that happens, it's wise to consider Jehoshaphat's example. Though a king who reigned over his subjects, he nevertheless called on them to join him in seeking divine intervention. Then, when the people of Judah began to pray, God provided his solution through a prophet, and Jehoshaphat had enough humility to listen and follow instructions. As a result, his people were saved. The advancing armies turned against each other and destroyed themselves completely. But Judah's forces suffered zero casualties, all without shooting an arrow or drawing a sword. Their humble king had listened, and they witnessed the Lord's remarkable victory. God sometimes instructs us in ways we're not expecting. But our life in Christ is more rewarding when the body of Christ listens to him and cooperates with one another.